Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Lectures of Fallen Wisdom. Today I'm going to talk about that why free will is a lie. And you'll be relieved to know that, because then you can get rid of all the stupid guilt that you constantly feel for things that you are not responsible for. So I want you to understand that the person that is listening to this, the thinking brain, has very little to do with action. In fact, it probably has nothing to do with action. And if you notice that your thoughts coincide with your actions, that is usually mere, in fact, I would argue in this, it is always mere coincidence. So what I'm trying to tell you is that there are two modes of action, and both of these are not free. The first is when you're in the throes of your ego. When you're in the throes of your ego, you're angry, you're jealous, you're sad, you're not making clear decisions. You're not making a decision from an uninfluenced point of view, from a disinterested point of view. You're making a decision from an emotional point of view. And that means that you really can't decide. You often can't see outside of it, and so you end up deciding wrong, or you end up deciding according to what's going to satisfy that emotion. So when you decide to do something you decide to be a little mean because you're angry, that is usually, you look back on that and you realize that you were wrong, and you're just angry, and that's why you did it. But it's not something that you could have controlled in the moment. When you're in the throes of anger, you are not free. That's similar with any low-level, even negative emotion. Most people are walking around with a low-level annoyance, which then makes them susceptible to any kind of thing sets them off. Anything that is not quite right will get them angry, because they're already vibrating at a slightly angry temperature. And so their anger outburst is not their fault. You're in a complete state of conductivity in that moment. You're going to conduct any kind of negative energy that comes your way because you're conducting yourself negatively. Most people are just walking around kind of bored and annoyed. And that is just the epitome of a non-free mind. That mind can be messed with very easily, and it will act in predictable ways that the thinking person inside that body will have no control over. So there's no freedom when you're acting out of ego. And by ego, I really do mean all the seven sins. Acting in a way that is small, is petty, is all about you, is all about, like a child would be. You know, we often talk about children as little tyrants when they're upset, and they do. They can act very selfish and self-indulgent and childish because they are children. So if you notice any kind of childish traits in people, you understand it's their ego that's they're being seized by their ego, and they're not free. You shouldn't even get mad at them, because they're really not free people. That's another consequence of understanding that nobody's free. You stop getting mad at people because they're not in control. The one you're talking to, the one you communicate with, they're not in control of the actions of the body of that person. They're communicating with you. They can have a conversation with you. That's about the only thing they can do. They can, but they can't control the action of the body. Why? Because the action of the body is controlled by two things. It's either controlled by your ego, which I just explained, or it's controlled by your fundamental being. Now, this fundamental being of who you are is your core when your ego is put aside. It's you at your best. And this guy usually comes along when you're really having a good time and you're in the moment and you're just happy. And you're just having fun. And so you can think back to a moment, your last moment, when you just really felt good and you didn't feel like anything was wrong. You just felt totally positive. That is the person who you really are. So, of course, the goal of all these lectures is, how do you get to be that person all time? And you understand that when you were in that moment, there was a certain emotional configuration going on. And that emotional configuration was caused by chemicals, because we are all just chemical beings ultimately. And those chemicals can be recalled if you just think about that moment. And if you can try to force your mind, because this is the only thing that you can control, okay? Nothing else. Like, and this also is somewhat out of your control too, because, but if you have more control over this, your mind, what your mind is doing, that I'm going to argue is your only sphere of influence. Everything else is, you're a passenger. So when you start to do things that, and I'm going to explain the other state of non-freedom in a second, but just imagine the consequence, the upshot of understanding and really believing that you are not responsible for your actions. You will be, all the guilt will leave you. And that's, you know, that's most of the stuff that's actually causing the bad actions. So while the mind doesn't necessarily affect individual decisions, the mindset can set the road of a certain life, which will have a whole set of decisions that will be rad. Now, you might be in and out of that life. You might have moments of clarity and moments of goodness, moments where you get back out of your ego and make better decisions and apologize or whatever, but then you just sink right back in. And most people's lives are fighting a tug of war with their ego. So the fundamental being aspect of action, people say, well, that's freedom because you're acting out of your fundamental being. The problem with that is you don't really have control there either. This person that's thinking right now is the person that's thinking right now is essentially has taken thoughts and concepts from both worlds, from both beings, and is sort of like the square of that circle. I mean, that this voice that's talking right now is the thinking product of the ego side and the fundamental side. And there's an amalgam. So I carry the traits, this thinking part of me that understanding these concepts right now carries the traits of both the ego world and the fundamental world, the world where I am just the best version of me. And you are, when you are happy, when you are in a pleasant state, you are the greatest, most magnanimous man you can be. And that makes sense. Everybody's always trying to chide people into being good. And people, it's impossible for them to be good if they're not, it's impossible for them to be good if they're not happy. If you're a little bit unhappy, no admonishment, no fear of God, nothing will get you to be good. You will just be bad, and it won't be your fault because you can't control yourself because you're unhappy. So our minds are a tremendous, powerful thing. We can do all kinds of sorcery with our minds, but we need to get over the fact that our mind, this one that's thinking right now, is not the controller of the body. It can't be. Why? Because this mind is a free-thinking mind. It's a free-thinking mind. But it's not encased within a free-willed body. Now, why is that? Because the will is in you. The will is in this person talking. This is where the will is. Is this will controlling behavior? No. So when you're in the throes of ego, we've discussed why that is not freedom. Now let's go to when you're just the happiest version of you. You make good decisions. You never, engage in an argument. You're just above it all because you're happy. You have a shield of happiness. There have been moments like that in your life, and if you just sit down and close your eyes and recall them and try to get that feeling in the chemical memory of your body, you'll start to understand this is the bliss state. And the bliss state is also not really a free state either. It doesn't matter. the fact of the matter is, every time you're in the bliss state, you're going to do the right thing. There's not once that you've, where in a bliss state, you've done something and regretted it. The bliss state does not produce bad action. It produces great action. It produces the best action that you're ever going to create, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about a principle of morality to follow. You don't have to think about anything. All you have to think about is making yourself feel happy. So as the mind, as the non-controller of action, the first thing you're going to do is get rid of guilt, get rid of shame, get rid of all that stuff. All that stuff is based on the illusion of free will, and I've just disproven it to you. Free will does not exist. And it makes sense, right? How could there really be a free will? I mean, in all of the universe, has there ever been an uncaused cause? Of course not. Everything is influencing everything, and everything is pushing on everything else, and there is no true freedom. Everything's ultimately determined by the physical universe. We have created this illusion of freedom, and what it's done is it's saddled us all down with this tremendous guilt. Now, a lot of people think, oh, no, you've done stuff, lectures on discipline and how discipline is so important. And yes, I have. And it sounds so good because the idea is that, yes, of course, you're going to be disciplined. And it's weird. Sometimes your mind can, I guess, establish some kind of sphere of influence over your acting body for a time, and get it to just, let's say, get into a rhythm of a different kind, maybe shift. Maybe you can like throw yourself up against the wall of the brain, and that sort of jars your whatever's controlling your body to make a change. There's some feeling, I think everybody has this illusion that their mind is controlling their action. And it comes from the fact that your mind will be thinking something and then your body will do it, and that coincidence will make you think that one caused the other. But that's not what happened. There's some other mind operating that's not the one that's thinking and having these thoughts. It's a much more just fundamental mind taking control. Now, that mind can either be under the sphere of negative emotion and ego, or it can be free of that. But in each case, the mind is going to act in a predetermined fashion. So anything that gets done by this being that you see and then you see is wrong, of course you should admit it, and you have the ability to do that. And that's what I think who knows? I just don't understand why this hasn't come out yet. This free will thing, I mean, we use it to punish people. We use it to do all kinds of horrible things to their lives. From a split second of non-freedom, we've locked people up for hundreds of years, and we got to start understanding what's going on here, is that we're putting the cart before the horse. We're not understanding how to become happy, how to become blissful first, before we start thinking about morality and what should we be doing. It's almost like we don't need those rules. You don't need rules of morality if you're happy. You're going to be nice. You're going to do right things. You're not going to want to hurt anybody. And you also will be stronger than anyone. That's another thing about joy. It's like a suit of armor. So I'm offering this very simple technique of getting into that mindset of joy so that, yes, you still won't be free, but you will be free of watching your body get taken over by the ego and going down dark roads. Because that's like watching a bad movie. I mean, and that's essentially what you're doing right now as the passenger in your body. You're just watching the movie of your life. You think you have control over it because your thoughts sometimes coincide with what happens in the movie, but you don't. You really don't. How many times have you tried to make a decision? Have you made a firm decision and then just went and you noticed, hey, I just did the opposite of what I decided? It happens to me all the time. That's when I first started understanding. It's like, I'm not I'm not controlling this. I can't be. Otherwise, every decision that I would make, I would do, which I don't. So there's some other dark star mind that I didn't see with my telescope that is now like throwing my orbit off. And when I started to understand that there's this other brain that's controlling my actions, I stopped feeling guilty. I stopped getting all like regretful, and I stopped punishing the very thing that is feeling the guilt. I'm actually telling you, you have nothing to feel guilty for. Now, people are like, what are the consequences of this for fucking criminal justice? No one is guilty of any crime? I mean, how can we have this? Look, I'm just telling you, maybe there's some kind of argument to be made for punishing the body that creates this scenario, and that, sorry, buddy, but you're a split second, you know, maybe you are responsible on some deep, deep level, because you did have the ability to think your way into happiness and you didn't take it. And so then your body went down the road of like negative ego and then finally got itself into real trouble, even though it didn't do so in a free way with a free will. The mind was derelict in producing the kind of thoughts and happiness that would be the precursor for somebody doing the right thing. So on that level, maybe the mind is in control, but on individual actions, nope. The only thing you can do, if you're listening to my voice right now, is breathe deeply and try to remember how you felt in your best moments. Find the best moment of your life. Find the moment where you felt the best. Just bring yourself back there. Imagine it. Be there. And all of a sudden, the chemical memory just starts to rush in, and you start to feel it. That's the bliss state. That's the real you. And if you just want to practice all day, you know, I was advising people to just go around and take off a week of work and just learn how to breathe. Just breathe deeply all the time. Make it second nature that you breathe a lot. So this is another layer of technology to add on top of that, and that is just keeping your mind trained on your best memory, trained on the time that you were having your best time and you felt the best about life. Because that state is the one you need to be in all the time. And you notice that most people are doing the exact opposite. They are thinking about something that pissed them off. They're thinking about something that got on their nerves, annoyed them. They're thinking about something that they are regretful that they did. They're thinking about an interaction where they weren't really the nicest guy, but I was right to be a dick. Those kind of bullshit thoughts that just cloud your mind. And you're trying to justify this beautiful thinking mind that has both elements of dark and light. Both elements, the ego and the fucking fundamental like being of existence, the real happy guy. You have both of those. You have the sad guy, the sad, petty little shit guy, and the godlike I guy hanging out in one mind. They can't give you control. You'd look like a nut job out there if this mind had control. The mind that has control is a much more consistent and less flighty version of yourself. And even though it might be consumed by ego, and even though it might be consumed, I mean, it might be just in this pure state of bliss, it's more consistent than this thinking you that thinks. This thinking you that thinks is like the artist living inside this crazy moving apartment. And what you're trying to do is sketch the kind of emotions and scenes that are going to create a better ride in this car. You're painting the brain with your memories And most people are painting them with negative memories or negative imaginings of what they what's in store for them in the future, or negative thoughts about how they don't have enough money, or negative thoughts about how they failed in life, just whatever. Instead, focus on it. Focus on that best moment. Feel the feeling of how it felt. Feel it, how it goes into your body. Now, you're going to set your watch for 15 seconds. Set your watch, set a timer, and keep your mind trained on that memory, and you will start to feel it. Now, if you can extend that 15 seconds to 30 seconds, do that. Then wait a little bit. It's tiring. This is not easy stuff. Wait a little bit, then go to a minute. Just try it. See how, watch your mind trying to pull away from that image. What is your mind thinking of? Something negative. It's trying to pull away into some ego thought. Because remember, your mind is an amalgam of both. So, but you understand, your mind has one job. I think your mind does control your breathing. So in that sense, okay, maybe that's something that you can control. But individual action is out, so there's no guilt. And you can control what your mind is thinking of in the moment. That's the only thing that's your sphere of influence. And to the extent you know how to use it is the extent that you live a better life. And your body, on some level, is going to be determined by it, but not on all these individual little levels. And once you're in the throes of ego, people like, oh, well, you let yourself get in the throes of ego, so you are responsible. Okay. But once you're in that throw, it's like you just took a major drug. If you could just take an anger pill, if somebody gave you an anger pill, are you responsible after you took the anger pill? No. So, and when anger overtakes you, it's the exact same effect as if you took a pill. So there's no freedom there. And it's like, well, you let it get you into killing it, you know, consume you. I guess, but whatever that you is, it's not the one that's thinking this right now. It's not the one that's listening to this voice. Hey, if you think you are you trying to tell me that every single decision that this person has made has been followed by the body that you're inhabiting right now? It's a sham. Free will is a lie. I think I've beat this horse to death. So I will sign off now. You are listening to the lectures of Fallen Wisdom. I'm Mike Trojan.